Today is considered the official start of the holiday shopping season. And if you're looking for book gifts, our next guest has a few ideas. Tracy Thomas is the creator and host of the podcast, The Stacks. She's also our go-to book expert, and she joins us now. Tracy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
So, Tracy, a couple of us here on the show were looking for books for our kids who've read Harry Potter and the Percy Jackson series. They still need a touch of fantasy. What's next? What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I feel that the young people who are maybe aging out or have gone through the whole Harry Potter thing, high school kids looking for something a little more mature but still appropriate. And one of the books that I love is called Long Division by K.S.A. Lehman. The book is a sort of sci-fi time travel book. But what I like about it for young people is that the story focuses on teenagers, but it's actually technically an adult book. And K.S.A. talks about how he fought to make sure that his book was categorized as an adult book. And so it's really great for that transitional age of high schoolers because that's who the central characters are. But it's also great if parents want to read along with their kids.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, I'm going to suggest that to my son. But let's move on. Your next suggestion is a book that just picked up the National Book Award by Saba Tahir. It's called All My Rage. Tell me about this book. What appeals to you about it?
So this is a great YA book. It is not sci-fi fantasy, but it is sort of a young adult coming of age story about two friends who are growing up in Southern California, sort of Central Valley-ish, and they're Pakistani children, and they're going through all sorts of things. It talks about abuse, it talks about poverty, it talks about criminal justice system in a really engaging way. There's sort of a central love story, will they, won't they? It's one of those books that if you have a young person in your life who you know likes to read, but maybe you don't know what they're into, this book will hit at least something that they like. And like you mentioned, it won the National Book Award. So it's fantastic writing, incredible storytelling. I have a few young people that I'm excited to give it to because they're friends of, you know, friends' kids that I don't know that well.
Well, I am not the YA age bracket, far from it, but it sounds great. I think I might have to pick that up for myself.
Yes.
And one of our producers has a sister who reads only novels. She's not a fan of nonfiction. And so you have a recommendation of a book called Home Fire, which is a retelling of an ancient Greek play.
Yeah, the book is by Kamala Shamsi. It won the Women's Prize back in 2018. It's a retelling of Antigone. Not to spoil anything, but it has one of the most incredible endings I have ever read in my entire life. If you know Antigone, you might know where it's going, but I won't say more. But it's set in, you know, current day. It's in United States, in England, and in Syria. And it kind of is talking about the way that Great Britain and to some extent America treats Muslim people and how that tension looks, but it also is a family story. So it's one of those books, again, that touches on a lot of issues, but has this really deep family-rooted center.
And what a great way to make relevant, you know, an ancient Greek play.
Yes, totally. And I will say, if you have friends who are in book clubs, this is one of those books that if you brought it to book club, everyone would be very happy with you at the end of the month.
Love it. Okay. Now, you're also a fan of a book with a great title, and this one just got me. You ready, everybody? The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. I want to know. Tell us more.
Okay, this book is by Disha Filia. It is a short story collection, and I love this as a gift specifically because there are people who I know who read a little bit here and there and always tell me, I can't remember what the book I'm reading. But if you gift a short story collection, they can read one short story here, they can read another short story in a month, and there's no stress to be had about what was going on with that character. What I love about this book is it's all about Black women and their relationship to the idea of being good as told through the church standards. And these characters are not that good if that's the standard that you're living up to. It is sexy. It is funny. It has revenge. It has all the juicy human things. And the writing is top notch.
I don't know where we're going to find time to read all these books because really now I want to read everything that you've suggested so far. But fear not, dear listener, we're going to throw a few more at you because I'm also interested in giving books that, you know, introduce a reader to a world they might not know. But, you know, it does that by telling a really darn good story. So your first suggestion is a nonfiction book by Andrea Elliott. It's called Invisible Child.
Yes. Okay. I have to admit, this book won the Pulitzer Prize. So I'm not saying anything new about how great the book is. But what I do want to say is this book follows a young girl named Dasani, who lives in New York City, lives in many different boroughs, but her family is from Brooklyn. She's one of eight siblings, and it follows her and her parents and their life living in poverty. They're homeless. So we get to see the world of being a young person growing up where you don't have a stable home life, you don't have a stable family life. But what Andrea does with this book that's so spectacular is she does tell a great story. So the book is propulsive to read. Every page, every chapter, I was like, what is going to happen next? I almost forgot it was a true story because it's just such incredible storytelling. And I find that for people who like a great story but are nervous about nonfiction, this is one of those books that no matter what, you're going to learn a lot about the world. You're going to see institutions like Child Protective Services in a new light. You're going to see, you know, the history of New York City. It covers so much, but it's rooted in Dasani's story. And that really carries the narrative.
And you want to recommend some fiction. This one's called If You Leave Me. Tell us about this one.
Yes, so this book came out a few years ago. It's by Crystal Hana Kim. It's the story of a young woman in South Korea during the Korean War. It has a little bit of romance in it, but it's really just this beautiful story about a young woman trying to survive in a country during and immediately following a major war. And I personally didn't know a lot about the experiences of Korean people in that time period. And I felt like I learned so much in this book, but I also was so invested in Hemi, who is our lead character. And so it was one of those novels that I was like, wow, historical fiction can do so much. And it just left me wanting and longing for the characters.
You know, I have to say, I'm so glad there's historical fiction out there. Been hearing from my own dear sister and others who are writers that it doesn't seem like there's a market for historical fiction. So thank you for bringing this one to us.
Oh, I feel like there's so much good historical fiction out there, and I feel like I learned so much. But I do think we forget that books that are set in the 1990s now are considered historical fiction.
Modern, recent, but historical fiction. So I want to end by asking you, Tracy, does anyone give books to you? I mean, you are the book lady, or is that too much pressure? And if so, what have you been given that you might not have picked up yourself, but you loved?
So I have a few very brave friends and family members who will give me books, but the more I work in the book space, the less book gifts I get, which is always very upsetting to me because I love a book gift. And I will say for people who have avid readers in their lives, think about getting older books. That's what I suggest, like something from the 1940s, like The Street by Anne Petrie or something like that, that maybe they've never heard of or have never read. Because if you get the new Michelle Obama, I already have two copies, you know? So it's one of those things that you got to get a little creative. And I love when people give me books that they loved from a different period in their life, something that's not top of mind to me right now.
And maybe some re-gifting of books from your own shelf to others so that you don't have to go out and put more buying power out into the world. I was recently helping my parents move, downsize, and the books, to your point, of older books that I came across on their bookshelf that I ended up just taking really kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, I love shopping other people's shelves for sure. I come from a family of readers, so it's always fun to go visit loved ones and steal books from them.
So fun. Okay, well, we've been talking with Tracy Thomas, host and creator of the podcast The Stacks. For all of Tracy's suggestions, go to hereandnow.org. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you.